there and welcome to the third episode of the TFG1 podcast recorded on January 9th, 2009. I am your host, Michael Blanchard.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. Autobots waits their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. The Transformers. Transformers, more than meets the eye. Transformers.
I want to wish everyone a happy new year. 2009 is here. On the second supplemental episode of the TFG1 podcast, Steve Megatron and I combined our podcasts and talked about our Christmas stuff and best of 2008, what we liked, what we didn't like, stuff like that. That was actually, like I said, TFG1 Supplemental 2, and it was All Things Transformers Episode 10, so congratulations to Steve for 10 episodes. Today I'll be reviewing the final 6 episodes of the Transformers Generation 1 Season 1 DVD set. I just want to let my listeners know that I have mapped out the entire G1 series, including the movie, to span 24 podcast episodes. After the final episode, which I'll be reviewing, the Rebirth Saga, I'll have episode 25 reviewing and hopefully having a possible roundtable about the 2007 and upcoming this year 2009 sequel of the live-action Transformers films. After that, I am unsure. As of this recording, I do not have the Beast Wars and Beast Machines DVD sets. I thought I was going to, but that fat, dumb bastard Santa Claus didn't bring them to me. His reindeer ain't getting no carrots next year, bastard. Anyway, I may go on to do a Beast Wars Beast Machines podcast. I don't know yet. I've got also several other ideas in mind. I would like to get a co-host on here, a regular co-host with me. I usually record Monday nights of the week that the podcast is supposed to be airing. The only requirement that I have is that you must own the Transformers Generation 1 Rhino DVD sets and just want to be a part of a Transformers podcast. If anyone wants to do this, or if anyone would like to join me, you can email me at tfg1podcast@gmail.com. Before I get into the episodes today, I would like to mention that I've received my first two iTunes reviews. One is from Steve/Megatron. Thanks, buddy. Greatly appreciated. The other one, well, it's not a stellar review, but hey, any feedback is welcomed. Thanks, /IsBaconPit. Whoever the hell that is. All right, let's get into the episodes. Start off reviewing today's episodes by the three-parter, The Ultimate Doom. First up, The Ultimate Doom, Part 1. To synopsize this episode, we open this episode in India, where a Maharaja, I think that's how you say it, I don't know, I'll end up fucking that up later, has converted his palace into a solar power station as a gift to his people. The Decepticons attack the palace. We then see Optimus Prime and the Autobots heading to stop the three Decepticon jets. However, this is just a diversion from Megatron's real plan. He has teamed with an evil human doctor named Archival. This guy wants a human subject for his controller chips that he wants to use on the other humans to enslave them. At the Autobot base, Soundwave releases Rumble to distract the Autobots while Laserbeak kidnaps Sparkplug. Back at the palace, in India, Megatron alerts the other Decepticons to return to base that Operation Guinea Pig has been completed. Prime, Jazz, and the others are very confused by this. Laserbeak brings Sparkplug to the Decepticon base, and even though he tries to escape, Dr. Archival straps him in a metal chair and puts some sort of computer chip behind his right ear. Megatron says to the scientist that it had better work, or he'll be sorry. Then Megatron has Dr. Archival test Sparkplug on a dummy of Optimus Prime, and it works. The Autobots mount a valiant rescue, but it is somewhat of a trap now that Sparkplug is under Decepticon control. At the Autobot base, Sparkplug is going around repairing bots that need no repair, and this causes Spike to become very suspicious. At that very moment, the Decepticons attack the base. Spike finds out why Teletran didn't alert the Autobots because Sparkplug sabotaged the computer. Spike then drops a wrench onto into Teletran's computer chips, causing the alarms to go off, and fire retardant foam to be released, short-circuiting the Decepticons. The Decepticons then retreat. Sparkplug tries to get Spike to come with him, and Spike tells him that he isn't like the Decepticons, and that he is, you know, on the Autobot's side and everything else. To which Sparkplug replies, "Then the next we meet, we are enemies." In the desert, we find the Decepticons building the new, larger space bridge. Dr. Archiville finds out what Megatron's plan is, and he is devastated because Megatron is going to bring Cybertron to Earth. Unfortunately, doing this will destroy Earth, but Megatron doesn't care as long as he gets the energy he needs to conquer the world. The Autobots have the Sky Spy functioning again, and they find out about the Decepticons' largest space bridge yet. Then we see Cybertron and Shockwave telling Megatron that the space bridge has been completed and they are ready to transport Cybertron. Dr. Archiville has the human slaves attack the Autobots, and Spike stops Sparkplug from attacking Bumblebee. But then Father and Son get into a fight. Two of the three needed pylons get activated, but Prime stops Megatron from activating the third for the moment. Then Megatron threatens Optimus Prime with the fact that unless he activates the third pylon, he'll be responsible for Cybertron's destruction. So Prime activates it. The transference of Cybertron begins, thus creating massive tidal waves and earthquakes and all kinds of natural disasters on Earth. That about sums up this episode. As I've said before, I think I said in episode one of the podcast, with the three, four, five part story arcs, I love those. They're just great. I would much rather have an overarching story than that, you know, just didn't be, you know, filler episodes. I really don't have too many notes on part one of The Ultimate Doom. The animation was solid and very cool looking. The same lip-syncing problems as the episodes before it, though, in previous podcast episodes. The lip-syncing in season one is just horrible. It just is. Sorry. So, yeah, that is The Ultimate Doom part one.
The Earthlings say, fat sense, fathead!
In the next episode of The Transformers, Megatron's deadly plan to bring Cybertron into Earth's orbit creates tremendous natural disasters around the world. The Dinobots attempt to stop the huge tidal waves and earthquakes which threaten to rip the planet apart. And Spike journeys to Cybertron to save his father, Sparkplug, who has been turned into a mindless slave. All in the next exciting episode of The Transformers, The Ultimate Doom. With the help of the evil scientist, Dr. Archiville, the Decepticons use hypnochips to control the minds of human beings and create an army of slaves to produce a vast supply of Energon cubes. Spike's father, Sparkplug, is captured by the Decepticons and turned into a mindless slave. And Megatron succeeds in bringing Cybertron into Earth's orbit, causing huge tidal waves and earthquakes which threaten to rip the planet apart as we begin the second episode of The Transformers, The Ultimate Doom.
Next up today is The Ultimate Doom Part 2. To synopsize this episode, as the second episode of The Ultimate Doom opens, Cybertron is within Earth's orbit and creating tons of natural disasters. The Decepticons and Soundwave create audio disruptor waves to incapacitate the Autobots. Optimus Prime tells his Autobots to retreat, and then Starscream mouths off to Megatron about letting the enemy get away. Megatron then tells him that they can destroy the Autobots at their leisure, and tells him that this is the only warning that he is going to get as far as trying to double-cross Megatron. Back at the Decepticon underwater base, Dr. Archiville and Rumble are enslaving more humans with the evil scientist's hypno-chips. Megatron tells him that he'll be returning shortly. We then skip to a military base, which Laserbeak is attacking and makes off with one of the humans for Archiville's experiments of enslaving the humans. The Autobots are going back to headquarters, I think, and they can't even... Wait, what the hell is that? I think they can't even see that. Oh, yeah. The Autobots are going back to headquarters, they think, but they can't even see the road in front of them because of the hailstorm and high winds. Bumblebee gets a flat, and Spike, even though in a daze, helps him change the tire. However, an earthquake starts, and Bumblebee transforms, but is hanging off of the cliff. Spike tries to help him, but Laserbeak appears and makes off with the boy. Bumblebee falls into the crevice. Windcharger, Hound, and Bluestreak see Laserbeak with Spike and shoot the Decepticon just enough so the bird drops Spike. Hound rescues him, and they go searching for Bumblebee. At Autobot headquarters, Optimus Prime wonders how they can save Earth and Cybertron. Wheeljack tells him that the Dinobots may be able to help save Earth with maybe stopping some of these natural disasters. At the Decepticon headquarters, a tidal wave sends rocks over the cliff next to the Decepticon base, causing Thundercracker to be off balance and the Energon cubes he is carrying to explode. Then the tidal wave destroys the Decepticon periscope entrance. Man, I really like that thing. I hope that comes back. And they have to abandon the base. At Autobot headquarters, there's an explosive. Prime asks Wheeljack. Yeah, that's great, folks. Sorry. Wheeljack for a damage report, and he tells the leader that the volcano is becoming active again. The majority of the Autobots escape the base, including Skyfire, who sees the other Autobots blasted out of the top of the volcano. He transforms and rescues them. Ironhide goes to stop the volcanic eruption, and he succeeds. The Dinobots divert several disasters from happening. Spike finds out that his father is on Cybertron, and begs Optimus Prime to let him take Skyfire, Wheeljack, and Bumblebee to rescue Sparkplug. That way they can figure out what kind of hold the Decepticons have over the humans. Skyfire heads for Cybertron with most of the Autobots within his cargo hold. They get there, Spike trips a trap door, and he and Bumblebee and Wheeljack fall in. Wheeljack tells Brawn to follow them because they won't fit. The Autobots and Spike find the Decepticon headquarters on Cybertron. They also learn that how the humans are being controlled. Spike places his dad's favorite wrench nearby so he'll see it, but the stronger hypno chip overrides Sparkplug and he sounds the alarm. This concludes this episode. And it's to be continued. Now for my thoughts on this episode. The animation since the series has started has gotten steadily better. I have not noticed as many animation flubs or sound/lip-syncing issues, even though there are plenty to come up throughout the first season. As I stated before, I love the cliffhanger endings of these three-part story arcs. These types of stories are really, really cool. I do have to point out a similarity here, though. These three episodes, The Ultimate Doom, is the exact same general premise that Galvatron does in the Rebirth saga. I just noticed that when watching this episode.
In the next-
next episode of The Transformers. Spike and the Autobots discover the plans for the hypnochip on Cybertron and learn how Megatron controls his army of human slaves, while the Autobots on Earth try to stop the evil Decepticons from producing more Energon cubes and storing them in a gigantic starship. And Spike makes one final desperate attempt to rescue his father, Sparkplug, before the planet Earth is torn to pieces. All in the final exciting episode of The Transformers, The Ultimate Doom. Evil scientist Dr. Arkville. The Decepticons use hypnochip to control the minds of human beings and create an army of slaves to produce a vast supply of Energon cubes. Megatron succeeds in bringing Cybertron into Earth's orbit, causing huge tidal waves and earthquakes which threaten to rip the planet apart. And Spike journeys to Cybertron to save his father, Sparkplug, who has been turned into a mindless slave. But Sparkplug betrays his son and sounds the alarm, alerting the Decepticons. As we begin the final episode of The Transformers, The Ultimate Doom.
Next up, The Ultimate Doom, Part 3. To synopsize this episode, we start where the last episode left off. Sparkplug has alerted the Decepticons to Spike and the Autobots being on Cybertron. However, the Decepticons confront them, and Brawn goes after the Jets and Soundwave. Spike tries to escape, but his father stops him. Shockwave is going to blast Spike, but Brawn jumps in front of the boy just as Shockwave fires. Skyfire, Wheeljack, and Trailbreaker bust in on the fight, and Skyfire holds Shockwave off while the others escape. In the roads of Cybertron, the Autobots and Spike are trying to escape the Decepticons that are following them. Skyfire states that they should go on to Wheeljack's workshop and he'll meet up with them later. At Wheeljack's workshop, Bumblebee hands Wheeljack a computer disk that he swiped while they were at Decepticon headquarters. Sorry about that, folks. Optimus Prime and the rest of the Autobots are on surfboards as a tidal wave comes up behind them. I loved seeing that. That was so cool. I need to get a screenshot of that. The leader states that if they can stay ahead of the crest, then the tidal wave may just take them where they want to go, into Megatron's camp. At the Decepticon Energy Collector, Megatron orders Starscream to install the generators so that they can collect energy from the incoming tidal waves. Megatron asks Rumble if the tidal waves are forming, and Rumble tells him yes, but the Autobots are riding the wave, to which Megatron replies, good, they're riding to their doom. Megatron escapes with a starship full of Energon cubes, and Starscream is left behind to prepare the next wave. However, he rescues Dr. Arkaville, and they are plotting against Megatron. On Cybertron, Spike is running around the Decepticon headquarters until Shockwave discovers him and demands the whereabouts of his Autobot friends. He refuses to tell him, and Sparkplug asks his son once again to join the Decepticon cause, to which Spike refuses. Shockwave then says, "Destroy the small human." Wheeljack unveils his hypno-disruptor, and Sparkplug is free of Decepticon control. The Autobots escape in Skyfire and head back to Earth. Optimus Prime and the other Autobots attack the Decepticons after Starscream plans on mutiny, but Megatron catches him, however. Skywarp tells Megatron of an emergency with the slaves malfunctioning. The battle begins between the warring factions. The battle rages on until Skyfire arrives. Wheeljack uses his hypno-disruptor to free the humans. The battle turns to the Autobots' favor. The humans are freed and run away. Prime wants to fight Megatron, but the Decepticon leader escapes in his starship, full of Energon. Bumblebee knocks Rumble into the earthquake crevice. Cybertron will destroy the Earth unless it is knocked out of Earth's orbit. The Autobots start blasting Megatron's starship. They eventually hit it, and it gets destroyed, accomplishing... Sorry about that, folks. Accomplishing the goal of knocking Cybertron out of orbit. The natural disasters on Earth stop, and everything is returned to normal. Optimus Prime is unsure if Megatron is truly finished. And we cut to outer space, where we see the destroyed starship of Megatron flying off into deep space, saying he will be avenged. And that rounds out the final episode of the Ultimate Doom three-parter. Now for my thoughts. I don't have too many on this. As I've stated before in today's podcast, I really did like this story. It was just a great overall story. It left you on the edge of your seat on the cliffhangers. It was just, you know, great storytelling, I thought. It also added character depth to Spike and Sparkplug instead of them just being two humans helping these giant robots. There were very few flubs in any of these episodes so far. My question would be, though, where the hell did Starscream go with Dr. Archival? Of course, I think that question will be answered in the next episode I review today. I kind of slacked off in this three-part episode, folks. I found myself just watching to watch it for sheer enjoyment.
This should be our final shipment to Cybertron.
Look at Megatron. I'm gonna blast that smile off his faceplate.
No, Cliffjumper. That would endanger the humans. We must get Megatron away from his starship before we can attack.
See what I can do.
Happy hunt, Mirage. But I wouldn't count on getting lucky. Old Megatron's glued to that ship.
He must be ready for launch when Cybertron passes over us. I want the slave to work faster. Where is Dr. Archiville?
It's no use, Doctor. I can't drain enough mind energy from your feeble brain to fill even one cube. Without my own energon source, I shall never be able to take control of the Decepticon.
That's mutiny, Starscream.
Megatron!
And the penalty for mutiny is termination. Say farewell, traitor!
Megatron! Emergency!
I shall return!
What's wrong?
Look! The slaves are malfunctioning!
But it's not possible! Unless Dr. Archival has also betrayed me!
Seems like you've run out of trusty friends, Megatron.
An Autobot here?
Correction, Megatron. Autobots! And now that your former slaves are safely out of the way, we can attack!
A fool's ploy, Prime! Look above you!
You're not pushing slaves around this time.
I'll mow you down.
Easy, kid. Save your ammo. The battle's just begun.
We're outnumbered! I suggest a strategic retreat for regrouping!
We've got to fight it out! If we lose now, Cybertron's next orbit will tear the Earth apart! We need reinforcements, and we need them now!
Ask, and you shall receive!
Skyfire! And not an astro second too soon.
Your slave control time's over, Megatron.
It's Independence Day.
Shh.
Save Megatron for me!
It's time for you and me to settle things.
You have a bigger problem to deal with, Prime. The Earth and everything on it is about to be destroyed.
It's your problem too, Megatron.
I won't be here. I'm off to Cybertron with enough energy to rule forever!
Wave will destroy human life across the face of the globe. It won't do us any good either.
We can stop it! We just gotta knock Cybertron out of its orbit!
That's impossible! It would take an explosion equivalent to 10 billion astroliters of energy!
The Energon cubes on Megatron's starship!
Cybertron is moving out of its orbit!
The tidal wave! Ah, shucks, and I was hoping to try out my boogie board.
Me too, little buddy. Me too.
Not a bad day's work, was it, Optimus? I got Dad back, Cybertron's gone, the Earth is safe. And Megatron's finished.
I only wish that were true, Spike.
By bringing Cybertron into Earth's orbit and harvesting the unleashed energy, Megatron leaves the world in ruins. But Optimus Prime and the Autobots fight back and destroy Megatron's starship, releasing enough energy to knock Cybertron out of Earth's orbit. And now, the Autobots begin the repair of the shattered planet.
More! How'd you like to hear number one on the Decepticon hot cassette charts?
As I believe the Earthlings say, lay it on me, man.
You got it. Let's hear what Laserbeak tape.
Yes, Starscream. I understand. Good. Take me to your secret laboratory. I have use for your other inventions.
That is our next destination, Autobots. Transform and roll.
Today is Countdown to Extinction. To synopsize this episode, even though the last episode was the finale of the three-part The Ultimate Doom, in this episode we pick up where the last left off. Excuse me. The Autobots are trying to repair the shattered planet Earth after its near destruction by Megatron and the Decepticons. At the Decepticon underwater stronghold, the fallen evildoers are fighting amongst themselves until Megatron comes in and tells them to knock it off. The leader tells his troops that he has unfinished business with the evil Dr. Archiville and that traitor Starscream. Laserbeak comes in and reports his findings of what Starscream and Dr. Archiville are up to. The Decepticons head out to stop Starscream's plans. At the Ark, the Autobots get Teletran 1 repaired in time to see that Megatron is functional, and they must stop the Decepticons from regrouping. Flying through the desert, Starscream and Dr. Archiville arrive at the scientist's lab. They then go inside. Starscream finds the Doctor's energy source at the same time as the Decepticons are headed for the lab. Rumble spots the Autobots below, following them. Megatron sends Skywarp and Thundercracker to deal with the Autobots. At the lab, Starscream has made improvements on the energy generator. He has activated a timing device so that after 8 Earth hours, it will explode and destroy the entire planet Earth, and he will be back on Cybertron collecting the excess energy to rule the universe. As Starscream and the evil Doctor head for Cybertron, the Autobots fight back with the Decepticons on Earth. This battle is short, a short one. Megatron tells the Decepticons to retreat because the Autobots don't know when to quit. The Autobots follow them, and then we are shown Cybertron, where Starscream tells Shockwave that Megatron is no more, and that he has been destroyed along with his starship. Starscream then blasts the communication monitor, so Shockwave cannot try and attempt to contact Megatron. Shockwave complies with this order of no further attempts to make contact with the Earth. They then start building energy collectors for when Earth is destroyed. Dr. Archiville tries to stop Starscream's plan, but gets shocked by the security system on the computer. On Earth, Megatron and the Decepticons lead Optimus Prime and the Autobots into a trap. The Valiant Autobots escape the quicksand and capture Laserbeak to find out where the Decepticons are headed. After learning what Laserbeak taped, they then head for the evil Dr. Archiville's lab. At the lab, Megatron discovers the exponential generator, but none of the Decepticons see the timer on the wall. Then the Autobots arrive and the battle begins again. Optimus Prime gives Megatron a very good uppercut, and we cut to Cybertron, where Starscream has melted down robotic parts with Dr. Archiville. Because when Dr. Archiville had gotten shocked by the security system, the only way that the Doctor was able to survive was for Starscream to combine robotic parts with his human parts. So he is basically a cyborg-type deal. Just imagine Cyborg from the DC Universe as a white guy that has a really, really bad accent. Hate to make that comparison, but that's the best way I can describe it. Plus, Starscream thinks that the Doctor needs a rest from meddling in his affairs. Shockwave walks out of the room. He contacts Megatron and explains that the generator is on a timing mechanism. Optimus Prime and Megatron search for it on Earth. In the lab, Megatron finds the timing device and destroys it. Shockwave tells Megatron of Starscream's plan, and the Decepticon leader exclaims that he will be destroyed. Starscream must return to Earth to find out why the explosion hasn't occurred yet. In the lab on Earth, Megatron and Optimus Prime fight for the energy core of the generator. They get it outside. The two leaders actually opt to work together to get rid of the energy core. Optimus Prime fires it out of Megatron into space, and it explodes on Starscream. The double-crossing Decepticon crash lands on Earth right in front of Megatron's feet. The Autobots are heading back to headquarters, and Bumblebee asks Optimus Prime what he thinks Megatron will do to Starscream. The Autobot leader replies, "Nothing gentle, I'm betting." Thus brings this episode to a close. Now for my thoughts. Frenzy debuts in this episode. I'm going to be trying to notice all of the new characters in each episode that I review so I can point them out to people. Frenzy actually debuted in this episode. The animation, as I've said before, seems to be getting better. Yes, I know these cartoons were made in 1984, but I haven't really noticed any flubs so far today.
Let's get them, Autobots!
This way, guys!
Allow me! I think this calls for a shrapnel grenade!
Exercise extreme caution. We're floating in a potential inferno.
Megatron said to give you a warm welcome.
The oil tanker. Ironhide, quick! If the flames reach the refinery, the whole place will explode.
What is that helium-headed grasshopper talking about?
He's talking about the end of the Autobots!
Our enemy is on the ground, not in the sky!
But our weapon is in the clouds, and Bombshell's explosion has brought it to us now! Taste the lightning, Autobot fool!
It tastes terrible.
Magnificent!
There's gotta be something we can do before we all get fried.
There is! Bumblebee, you've gotta transform!
Spike, Bumblebee, stay back! You'll be destroyed!
Now,
we're still okay.
What went wrong?
Optimus, everyone, rubber tires are insulation. The lightning can't hurt you when you're rolling on them.
Now you're talking.
Hop on, Wheeljack.
But watch my enamel.
No, you will not defeat Shrapnel.
Hold off, you insected twerp.
So much for weapons from the sky. I have the most powerful weapon of all, floating in the sea. When the refinery goes up, the Autobots will never know what hit them.
The tanker.
Trailbreaker! Help! Use your force field. It's our only chance.
You got it, Spike.
He's cut off my control beam! Our clones are doomed!
Whew! We made it!
Not yet, you puny human!
Megatron! Catch!
Maybe we've picked the wrong ally, Shrapnel! We Insecticons need no allies! We shall shall preserve ourselves. We earned this energy. Now let's eat it and get out of here.
The traitors! We befriended them and now they steal our power source! Forget the Autobots!
Insecticons, fly!
Destroy the Insecticons!
For once, I wish Megatron the best of luck.
Unfortunately for us, the Insecticons are Decepticons, too.
And with the same engineering, they won't stay enemies for long.
Very true, Wheeljack.
Up next is A Plague of Insecticons. To synopsize this episode opens in Bali, in a place called Demon Swamp, where gigantic unknown robots attack the humans. These things are giant insects. They attack three boats with fishermen inside each of the boats. The humans get away barely, but need to radio for help. At Autobot headquarters, Spike and Sparkplug hear the SOS over the radio. The Decepticons learn of these giant robot insects through Laserbeak and head off to the Bali jungle. Once they get there, Megatron has Soundwave release Ravage to find them. What they find is a Decepticon escape pod from their ship that was destroyed 4 million years earlier. Optimus Prime and the Autobots are hot on the trail, but the village celebration blocks the road, so they find a way around it and head on their way to investigate the SOS call. At the farm, the Insecticons are attacking the humans, eating the crops. Skyfire, Brawn, Bumblebee, Windcharger, and Spike arrive at the farm. Crap. Stupid keyboard. Farm, and even though they have the Insecticons outnumbered, they are still outmatched by their powers. The Insecticons clone themselves and now outmatch the Autobots. Windcharger says that they sure hope Prime and the others get there soon. Tunneling under the villagers has taken longer than Sideswipe thought. Prime blasts through the cavern and the Autobots attack the Decepticons and Insecticons. But Megatron says that they must go. An oil refinery awaits them, and after taking its energy, they will have power to destroy their enemies. The Autobots attempt to repair Skyfire. Then they head after the Decepticons. Soundwave alerts Megatron that they are no longer alone. The Decepticon leader... Oh, crap. The Decepticon leader sends the Insecticons after Skyfire, and Wheeljack jumps in to help out the giant plane. After ridding Skyfire of the Insecticons, Optimus Prime catches Wheeljack on his trailer at the oil refinery. The evildoers attack and start stealing energy to make Energon cubes. The Insecticon Bombshell takes control of Sunstreaker and Sideswipe by using two of his Cerebro shells, making them attack the other Autobots. Trailbreaker uses his force field to interrupt Bombshell's control waves, and Brawn tells Optimus to throw him so he can catch that bug. Brawn starts riding Bombshell until Kickback comes to aid Bombshell and kicks Brawn down. Skyfire rushes in and saves the tough Autobot. At the oil refinery, the Decepticon energy draining operation is going well. When the Insecticons arrive, Megatron tells them to eat a hole in the nearby tanker and they can get their share of the energy. The Autobots and Decepticons get into a battle at the refinery. The Insecticons attempt to use lightning to defeat the Autobots, but Spike realizes that if the Autobots are running on their tires, the rubber insulates them. Prime stops the tanker from exploding. Meanwhile, the Insecticons declare that they need no one's help, and they start to steal the Decepticons' Energon cubes. Megatron and the rest of the Decepticons attack the Insecticons. Megatron says, "Forget about the Autobots!" and they go after the Insecticons, thus bringing this episode to a close. Now for my thoughts. This episode premiered the Insecticons, obviously. Kickback, Shrapnel, and Bombshell. This episode showcased the Autobots thinking outside the box in order to get around an obstacle. that they couldn't just plow through. The Prime Megatron battles in each episode are great. I really haven't seen many animation or sound flubs in these episodes I'm reviewing today. Next up is the season ender.
I'm still not crazy about this combat deal, Optimus. We all know how tricky Megatron can be. I mean, they don't call those creeps Decepticons for nothing.
The code specifies a fair battle, Spike. Under those rules, I'm confident I can beat Megatron. Besides, if he does not abide by the rules, Teletran 1 will tell us. The time for the battle approaches. Autobots, transform! Roll out! Autobots, transform! Okay, we're here. Where's the opposition?
That answer your question, Ironhide?
Hail Optimus Prime! And welcome to defeat!
Defeat Megatron? But our battle has not yet begun.
As soon as our respective armies take their places, we shall correct that oversight.
Remember the law, Megatron. This battle is between you and me, alone and unaided.
Doesn't this remind you of the gladiatorial combats in ancient Rome?
Maybe it would if I knew what you were talking about.
It's Earth history, Ironhide. Skip it.
One-to-one combat, Megatron.
With the vanquished and his army exiled to deep space forever.
Never knew he was that strong.
My power chip gives him the use of my cluster bombs.
Go, Optimus!
Optimus! Zap him good!
And the use of my null ray, too.
Optimus, behind you! Optimus Prime! Get up, Optimus!
You can beat him, Optimus!
Hey, Cluster! You're not down yet!
You cannot blast what you cannot see! You cannot hear.
Reflector and Thundercracker must be proud, or rather their power chip rectifiers must be.
You were good, Optimus Prime, but not good enough to fight Megatron. And so the battle ends. It is over! Optimus Prime has been defeated! All Autobots must exile themselves to deeper space!
No, I can't believe it. Optimus Prime, beaten by Megatron. He's still functional, but barely.
My fault. Underestimated Megatron.
never suspected he had so many powers. I was not prepared.
Well, I am prepared to knock those deceptive bums all the way back to Cybertron.
No! Megatron has beaten me according to Cybertron law. To violate that law would destroy our honor. We will comply and leave this Earth forever.
As you command, Optimus.
We'll need Teletran 1 to diagnose all his damage. Optimus, can you transform?
I'll try.
Maybe I can help Optimus save some of his strength on the way back. Let me take that load, Optimus.
You're a true friend, Huffer. Autobots, roll out. Perhaps for the last time.
We will accompany them back to their headquarters to make certain noble Optimus Prime keeps his word.
Hey, check that out. What is it?
Our Dino buddies, we gotta help. No, Ironhide. Remember the law.
Sorry about that. There. Optimus is as good as the day he rolled off the mechanical line. Better even.
But I still don't understand where Megatron got enough strength to whip him.
I do. I just had Teletran 1 do an energy scan on Optimus' damaged parts and... see for yourselves.
Of course. Somehow Megatron used the powers of all the other Decepticons.
Then Megatron cheated, and we can ignore the agreement with him. Right, Optimus?
That is affirmative.
Heavy Metal War, according to the Rhino DVD sets, is the season finale of Transformers Generation 1 Season 1. To synopsize this episode, we begin the final episode of Season 1 with the Constructicons attacking an energy plant that has a new energy disk that will tap the heat of the Earth's core to give the humans all the energy that they need. The Constructicons head back to the temporary Decepticon base, and Megatron states that it was worth the time building them in the caves. The Constructicons start work by assembling the energy disk components that they've stolen. Megatron tells Starscream that the conquest is almost within their grasp, and they will defeat the Autobots through Optimus Prime's overdeveloped sense of honor. Megatron then heads to Autobot headquarters to challenge Optimus Prime to a Cybertronian one-on-one combat. Prime accepts the challenge, but unbeknownst to him, the Decepticons have built an energy transfer machine. What the hell? Oh, crap. That doesn't make any sense. What the hell did they call it in the episode? Anyway, I don't remember. It basically allows Megatron to get all of the powers of the Decepticons. And basically cheat and beat Prime. The warring faction's troops meet in the desert to watch the battle between Prime and Megatron. However, the Constructicons tunnel under the Autobot base to destroy Teletran 1, so the computer cannot detect Megatron's power transfer. We are shown an excellent, well-fought battle between the two leaders. Other than the fact that Megatron smashes Prime to pieces with all the powers that he has, the Constructicons are directly under Autobot headquarters and Teletran detects them. Outside, the battle between Prime and Megatron rages on until Megatron has defeated Prime, and even though Ironhide and the other Autobots want to beat the Decepticons to a bloody pulp, Prime tells them no, it was a battle between the leaders, and it was also, you know, Cybertronian law that dictated this battle, and they would be dishonored if they did anything else to it. Prime can barely transform, but does. Huffer helps out by attaching himself to Optimus's trailer. They head back to Autobot headquarters with the Decepticons following to make sure the Autobots do what they say they will do. Basically, the stipulations of this battle were the loser takes himself and his army to deeper space. So the Autobots have to leave Earth and be exiled to deeper space. The Constructicons get into the Autobot base, but Teletran has alerted the Dinobots and a battle begins. The Autobots find out that Megatron cheated, and the time to fight back is now. The Autobots trick Devastator and then attack him, causing the Constructicons to transform out of the giant robot mode and fall into the lava pit nearby. The Decepticons realize that the giant Autobot was a hologram and that the Autobots blast the Decepticons into the lava pit as well, and Prime blasts Megatron. Spike asks Optimus if the war is truly over, to which Prime replies he is not sure if it will ever end. We cut to Megatron rising from the lava with his glowing red eyes, saying that the Decepticons shall rise again. This ends the episode and closes out Season 1 of the Transformers Generation 1 cartoon. Now for my thoughts. To close out the first season DVD set, this episode was very good. It showed where each side was coming from. It also showed how diabolical Megatron and the Decepticons really are, as well as how honor-bound the Autobots and Optimus Prime are. The battle scene between Prime and Megatron, even though one-sided, was kind of epic. This episode debuted the Constructicons, which I will have much more to say in subsequent episodes of the podcast, due to their conflicting origin stories. And I'd like to go into that a little bit here. I actually write up these scripts that I read from ahead of time before I even do any recording for those for whatever episode. So recently, I just wrote up episode 10's script for TFG1 podcast, and in that episode, I am reviewing the episode of the cartoon "The Secret of Omega Supreme." Well, in that episode, the Constructicons have a completely different origin than what they do here. So I don't know if the writers were just trying to create a better backstory, or if it was just like a redo, kind of like the whole Knight Rider reboot and all things that are being rebooted these days, like Knight Rider. Whoa, sorry, folks. Knight Rider and, Bionic Woman and just all these other reboots that have done, or kind of like the Marvel films with Punisher being rebooted, which I will not go see that fucking movie. I will not go see Punisher Warzone. I won't go see it in the theater. I won't even get the fucking DVD. Anyway, that's a little bit off topic, but that's basically my biggest gripe about the Constructicons, is they have so many different origin stories within the first two seasons of the Transformers Generation 1 cartoon. As I said, this episode premiered the Constructicons: Scavenger, Scrapper, Longhaul, Hook, Mixmaster, and Bone Crusher. These six robots merge to form the super-powerful Decepticon Devastator. How is Starscream in this episode? The last time we saw him, he made off with the evil Dr. Archiville. I don't know. As I've stated before, the animation and sound flubs are few and far between in these final six episodes of Season 1. I love the heroic music that always plays when the Autobots are in battle with the Decepticons. I also love the evil, underhanded types of themes that the Decepticons have. Well, that's it for today, folks. I hope you all enjoyed TFG1 Episode 3. Next time on the TFG1 podcast, hopefully I'll have another TF fan for a co-host to review the entire first season and gush over things we liked and fume over things we couldn't stand. Right now, the plan is to have Steve/Megatron from PredaconEmpire.com. I am actually in talks, or trying to be in talks, with Mike the Birdman Dodd from This Week in Geek. I would love to get Mike on the show. I know he's very busy, and I know he's got stuff going on, So, Mike, please email me when you can. Most likely, I'll do the record for episode 4, which will be the review or the recap episode next week or the week after. I'm not sure yet. As far as the supplemental episodes go, I am still working on the all-cartoon episode. I'm actually putting together a very, very large episode. It will probably be the longest time-running episode that I've had so far, even though my podcast is still in its infancy, with only 4 or 5 episodes, including supplementals, under my belt. Please, please email me. I check my TFG1 podcast Gmail account every so often before I record or before I start writing up scripts, and I have no emails. I would love to hear what other Transformers fans think of the podcast and what other fans in general, whether you're a Transformers fan or not and you just kind of found this on iTunes by just searching for stuff, please write in and let me know. I would love to be able to read some emails on the air. Again, that address is tfg1podcast@gmail.com. For now, this is Michael Blanchard signing off in the immortal words of Optimus Prime: transform and roll out. Until next time.